This is Gary Butterfield.
And this is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are dwarves.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, these are dwarves from fiction. You may know them. You may know everything about dwarves from fiction.
You know where else you might know them from? The fucking Player's Handbook. Because there's not like a lot of information in here that isn't already in there.
Right.
Good God.
Yeah, most of this. So this is, I think, one of the longest single entries that we've done, maybe outside of The Beholder. Like, this is four full Monstrous Manual pages of dwarves, and there's interesting stuff towards the end, but to get there, you have to get through two pages of like describing dwarvish army compositions.
Those things are blow my mind, because they spend so much time on that as if that would ever be useful, like as if you're counting an army down to the last dwarf. You know, which is just never going to happen. Like,
yeah,
it would be a nightmare.
I mean, so it feels like a holdover from D&D's kind of adolescence as a wargaming kind of thing. And some people still want that to be that way, right? But it's super weird, because like this is table information that is presented in text, which,
yes,
I'm just used to more recent versions of these books where they just, you know, put that in tables.
Yes. It makes it very hard to read. Like, this is a very boring entry of this book.
Yeah, there are a couple of good details. I didn't realize that dwarves had very bad luck with magic items that weren't used for combat. There's a 20% chance that any time a dwarf uses a bag of holding, that it just doesn't work properly.
Yeah, you just pull back a skeleton arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's my guess as to what happened there. It's very Arcanum-y. Like, mm-hmm, this dwarf elf thing that they describe here is what happens in Arcanum.
Yeah.
With the magic technological leanings, mm-hmm, thing. You know, but everything else is just really, really Tolkien-esque, mm-hmm, Tolkienian, to the degree that, like, it's almost like I was just born knowing this.
Yeah.
This is part of the collective unconscious.
Yeah, this is like this is boilerplate with a couple of exceptions. Like this line, the sea is a thing to be despised and feared because it is a symbol of change.
Yes, I like that. You're not bearing the lead, but the reason where that comes from is how they don't value pearls.
Right.
They value all treasure except for pearls, because it reminds me of the sea, because the sea is that. Like, that's very arbitrary, idiots. It says here you're very intelligent, but, yeah, like, that's pretty silly.
It's possible of you to be both intelligent and short-sighted or prejudiced. Yeah,
that is true. But everything else here is just like big, ancient, beautiful cities, craftsmanship. It's real weird what they codify through rules and what they don't. So,
right,
you know, we know the army composition down to a man, but we know dwarven equipment is 20% higher. But it just says it is said to never, you'll never have to worry about it wearing out. But there's no, like, it's not like there aren't equipment breaking rules in the game. Why isn't that given stats?
Right.
You know, I'm not going to pay 20% extra for no fucking guarantee.
Well, you know, it's a label thing.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, you just pay the extras so you can say you have it.
Versus the generic. It's not like the President's Choice chainmail.
Right.
Yeah.
President's choice.
Who's the president in that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're like, talking about.
It's one of the generic brands from it's like a Walmart generic brand, I think.
Oh, wow.
Huh. President's Choice.
As opposed to Great Value.
Yeah, well, Great Value is another one. They're like different tiers.
Yeah.
There's like strata of like there's Great Value, which is the worst, and then it becomes the President's Choice. And then it becomes Cheerios.
It's like it just evolves over time, like if it sits on the shelf unsold. Oh my gosh, look, the hot dog buns, they're evolving.
Yeah. And now they're go stale slightly slower. We also get two pleasure dwarves in the back. We've gotten rid of our business dwarves.
Yep, let's get past the mountain dwarves, which are indistinguishable aside from being more isolationist. Now we get to the Darrow and the Duergar.
Yes. And Duergar end up in things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm familiar with these Duergars. Darrows I've never really seen used in a thing that I can remember. They might be in Baldur's Gate too, but I know the Duergar are.
Yeah, like the Duergar, like they're not necessarily, I guess they are lawful evil, but they're just like Underdark dwarves.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, they just live deep down. Whereas the Darrow are fucking amazing.
Yeah, the Darrow are little
they're cave assholes.
Yeah, they're little creepy, super agile assholes who start a war every 20 years
just cause.
In order to start rumors.
Yep.
That's very weird.
Yep.
That's very strange.
They have savants within them. Those are the real magically gifted ones. That is meant just to basically call their weakest clans away.
There's the information, and we get that same, like, if there are 7 hit dice of dwarves, there will be one leader who does this, X, Y, and Z, etc. Mm-hmm. There's not that much information on their society, which is what I actually want.
Oh yeah.
The dwarf section, I didn't really care that much, but I'd love to know more about these guys.
Yeah, and in the absence of more specific information, what I'm left to assume is it's basically just like orc encampments.
Yeah, exactly. And they keep human slaves and stuff. The way they do that war, the uniting war, which, like, that's not what that word means, guys. Like, I know you're very intelligent, but, like, that doesn't unite anything. It's like the winnowing war. One of the reasons they do it is to create rumors of a war underground that will attract adventurers so they can enslave them for breeding. Like, this is, in some ways, this is like as creepy as the Dryad. It's just a different crank turn, you know?
Like, it's turning a different valve.
Yeah. Like, man, I want to be, I can only get off if I'm the slave of an underground army of, you know, pale, milky zombie dwarves.
That's right. Use your hooked pole arm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sex dwarf. Do it.
There's some amazing stuff. So they're kind of their spellcasters among them. Listen to some of their some of the abilities that they have, and just picture them fighting. Spider climb, ventriloquism. Let's see here. Affect normal fires, blink, cloud kill. Like, these are fucking assassins, is what they are.
Yeah, or you just walk in and they're crawling all over the walls.
Just for fun?
Yeah, like, or no, just to attack you. Like, they come out of a little hole. They're, like, supernaturally agile. Exactly. It's, like, Brightstone Sildora. It's pretty special. And then Duogar, like, how fucked up is it if we just considered anybody who had a different morality a different race? Like, they're just dwarves. Like, yeah. Republicans aren't a different race.
No.
Like, they're not, you know.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Just polarizing times in the
kind of biting political commentary you expect from Monster my podcast.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.